Hi, everyone. Today is Monday, which is kind of the best day because I have one class today, and it's in an hour, which is 12:30, sorry. And it's great because I get to record things, hopefully, but I think my roommate is staying for a couple of hours, which kind of sucks, because I wanted to record early in the day, but oh well. Anywho, to the matter at hand, I am going to be doing a questionnaire. It's Syrup and Waffles questionnaire, and it seems really long, and I love it. Now I'm gonna apologize in advance because of me whispering and yawning, because my roommate, who I was just talking about, is still studying. She's studying now, and I don't want to have her send me an angry text message saying that I'm too loud. I need to stop with the self-conversating. That's what she calls it, because she hears me doing, like, talking to myself. So, yeah, it's great. Yeah, I'm going to start his questionnaire. Question one in the general section. What is / are your favorite food or foods, and why is it waffles? Oh, talk about waffles. I smell something in the kitchen. Smells nice. I don't really have a favorite breakfast food, because I don't eat breakfast that much. No, that's a lie. I don't eat breakfast at all. Because I'm not particularly hungry or in desperate need of food in the morning. My stomach kind of just feels okay. I know it is the most important meal of the day, but I don't eat breakfast. I do like waffles. I haven't had them in a while, in a really long time, but they are pretty great. Question two, what is your favorite non-sexual activity to do in your free time? Well, this is definitely non-sexual, but I have to study. I have to study in my free time. I don't have any free time right now, because I have two exams coming up tomorrow and Wednesday, so that's great that I haven't really studied for. I studied for one, but not the other. I like to watch I like to watch YouTube videos in my free time, and I like to sleep in my free time. So yeah. Question three, are you more introverted or extroverted? Are you satisfied with your relationships with other people? See, here's the thing, I don't know what those mean. Like, I think I've searched it up before, but I don't really know what they are in general. So I'm gonna kind of skip that question, and I'm too lazy to search it up at the moment. Question four, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? I don't know. I mean, he obviously is good at chucking wood, so I'm guessing a lot. But wouldn't it depend on the time frame that he has? Like, does he have 24 hours to chuck wood? Or is it like a minute? Or is it like an hour? Like, you need to be more specific about that question. Question five, if everyone else in the world but you were stranded on a deserted island, desert island? A desert island or deserted island? I'm just joking. A desert island, which three people would you rescue? I'd have to rescue all my family, but to pick three is kind of shitty. So I'd say my mom, my grandma, no, I think I feel like I need to take my dad with me, because he'll, I mean, but I'm not stranded on an island. I mean, that's hard. I'll say my mom. Oh no, that's really hard. It's shitty. And it particularly sucks because my family, my mom and dad aren't together, so I have a bigger family than intended. That's really hard. I'll say my mom, my grandma, my sister, one of my sisters. Question 6, what is your favorite place you've ever been to? Can be as general as an entire country or as more specific as your corner bar. Why do you like it so much? I wouldn't call this my favorite place, but it's one of my favorites, I guess. I went to Italy, Rome in specific, and that was really like a great experience. I would go again, definitely, but it's just really expensive, so. Question 7. Why do you want to answer all these questions for a bunch of strangers on the internet anyway? Because I can, duh. Like, I don't know. It's just fun. I don't know. Maybe there's a personality and an actual person behind the audios, so why not get to know her? GWA related. Question 1. How many audios have you made? Have you made audios for GWA? Sorry, I read that wrong. If so, approximately how many? What kind of audios do you make? What kind do you like to listen to? Those are more than one question, sir. Like, yeah. Those are more than one questions. than one question. Have I made audios? Yes, I have. If so, approximately how many? I think about 45 or so, 46. 46 in 5 months, or 6 months, sorry. So I don't know if that's a lot or whatever, but that seems like a good amount, a fair amount. What kind of audios do you make? I don't know, my audios are definitely, I don't know, like, it's not like my audios follow this sort of pattern that I like to make. Just looking at the most recent ones, they're isn't, oh man, I'm, oh, that's upsetting. Okay, I forgot a taggy thing. Okay, there's not really any sort of train or tag train that I follow. I don't know. I do not know. I like making oral audios, if that makes a difference. I don't know. It's intense. I don't know. I like making incest audios, although I haven't made one in a while. I don't know. Oops, my earphone's falling out. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have, there's not a, like, a tag that I usually use in my audios. I just make whatever I want, really. There's not a particular thing that I follow. And what kind do you like to listen to? Again, there's not really anything that I look for in an audio. It's just, like, you have your title and your tags that seem to interest me, I'll most likely listen. Like, I listen to most of the guys anyways, not really thinking about the tags. But if I see oral tags, those are definitely a thing that I look for. Question two, in general, how do you feel about people sharing aspects of their sexuality in a public way, such as GWA? Is it a good or bad thing? Something in between? Are you personally more open or reserved about your own sexuality? I think it's a good way of sharing yourself via GWA. I mean, it's not, like, super personal as well. So, I mean, maybe that helps. I don't know. If you find it a good thing to share your sexuality, then good. I mean, I think I do it. And personally, I'm open about my sexuality. I just don't talk about it, though. If someone asks about it, then yeah, I will gladly talk about it. But there's nothing much to say. I'm bisexual, but I would lean to anyone who I'm attracted to. So it's just whatever. Like, I don't really have anything to say about my sexuality. It's kind of just straightforward, in my opinion. So, yeah. I'm open, but I just don't talk about it because it's not like, I don't know. If someone asks about it, then sure, I'll talk about it. Question three. Have you formed any type of romantic or non-romantic relationships with other people as a result of GWA? Yes. I don't know about the romantic thing, because that's kind of like I wouldn't use that as a term for a relationship that I formed. But I'll definitely say non-romantic. Sure, yeah. Question four. If you found out your partner posts or has posted on GWA, would you be okay with that? Do you think most people would have the same reaction as you do? Well, my partner knows that I post on GWA now. I mean, yeah, he knows. 'cause I told him. And if he posts, I would be fine with it. Although I don't know why he would, because he can't dirty talk at all for the life of him. So, so no judgment there, he's improving. But, yeah, I would be okay with it. I wouldn't really care. It's just like, okay, good for you. And would I think most people have the same reaction? I don't know. It depends on the person, really. I don't know, I can't speak for everyone. Question five, what is your favorite aspect of the GWA community? Least favorite? I'm going to start off with the least favorite. What? Sorry, what? No. Wait, what? I'm just really confused right now because, yeah, okay, let's not even talk about it. We're gonna start off with the least favorite. My least favorite is, maybe the fact that guys don't post often as girls, or maybe, no, that GWA is a woman based or woman is dominated by the woman, or does that make any sense? Dominated, like the women dominate the subreddit. People don't like to think that way, but it's very true. There is probably 70, like women to men ratio is 70-30 or 7-3, whatever you like to think about it that way, but it's 7-3. and it's really annoying. I just don't like the ratio. It should be 50 to 50 or 5 to 5, but it really isn't. And whenever I hear a good male voice, they're like really good. Oh, my phone fell on my face. How fun. Their voices are, I'm probably talking really loud, shit. Their voices are really good. And, like, I comment on their audio, and then, like, I don't hear from them ever again. And then they just disappear, and it's really upsetting. And, like, I'm not gonna lie, the guys that post now are pretty amazing, but it's just upsetting that it's really dominated by women. Yeah, I just wish there were more males. Like, the other day, though, there was, a lot of male posts, and I was so happy. Like, I was just excited to see that there was, like, the front page or the main page with the hot tag or whatever was, like, mainly male, and it was only, like, 4 or 5 females that posted, and there was a male, like, on the first thing. It was in first, and I was so happy, but then it quickly changed. But, like, most days, it's just, like, it's upsetting to see that, you know, there's only 1 or 2 or 3 male posts on the front page, and then you go to the second page, and people have posted, like, 3 or 4 hours ago, and they're already on the second page, and people can't see it, because some people are dumb. I won't use the word dumb. Some people don't really, like, I know people just kind of look at the front page and just listen to the audios there, but I feel like people should click on the new tag or whatever and look at the audios from there, because I think it would be more fair, just because. And I guess my favorite aspect of GWA, I don't know, it's a good community. Nothing too bad happens, so not that I would realize, at least. Okay, question 1, and a little more personal. Where do you find your sense of purpose in life, if at all? Do you think it's important for people to have purpose? Are there some people that seem content, going through life without ever finding a greater purpose? I guess I have a purpose, I just don't really know it, and it's not like I'm seeking for it. Not right now, at least. I just want to get through college. I'm fine with people. I'm guessing there are people. I've never met someone who's just like, I don't have a purpose, or, I guess I would be that person that I don't, like, I'm not content on the fact that I couldn't find my greater purpose, but it's not like right now I'm seeking for my greater purpose. Like, I want to get through school, and then I have to go home, pay my student loans, and then after that, maybe I can try and see what I want to do in life, but right now, it's just trying to get a degree. Question 2. What kind of plans do you have for the future? Talk about anything that you want to. Like I said, I'm not, like, searching for anything. Oh my god. I'm not searching for my greater purpose, or I don't have, like, my plans, like I said, I'm get through college, or finish university, or whatever, and then go home, pay student loans, which is gonna take forever, and then, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen after that. Maybe try to find a job that I'm majoring in, but I don't think they have those type of jobs where I was born, so, I might have to move to, like, America, or UK, or something. I don't know. It's all a blur right now. Question 3, on balance, are you satisfied with where you're at in life right now? Yeah, I'm very grateful that I'm in university in the first place, that, you know, I'm just here experiencing this, because I feel like everyone should experience college, even if it's kind of like, oh, you don't like it, I think you should experience it, at least so you have that experience. I'm not saying, oh, you know, even though you don't like it, you should just go through the 4 years, or 5 or 6, whatever you're majoring in. I just think you should try it. If you don't like it, then don't continue. If you like it, then you do. I think people should just try it and have the experience. Question 4, do you have one really big regret? I do not. There's things that I was just like, yeah, that could have happened in a different way, but it's not like I would change it. So, question 5, do you have anything you want to get off your chest or just ramble about? I've been stressing a lot about school, I guess. And it's been quite lonely out in the big world by myself without family. There's nothing I can't handle. It's just gotten a little bit stressful lately. Yeah, it's a little bit upsetting. But it's nothing I can't handle. Question 6. What are you really excited about in life right now? Nothing in particular. Excuse me. That I don't think of. That I can't think of. Yeah, maybe going home for Christmas, probably, which is not in another month or so, but I'm pretty excited about that. Question 7, what would you say is the most awesome experience you've ever had? When I went to go see One Direction at a concert last year, August, that was, like, the best experience ever. Like, I'm not even joking that my soul resides in Chicago. Like, it just wanders in the stadium, probably still dancing to the songs that they were singing. But yeah, if you see my soul, you know, wandering in Chicago, you know, just tell my soul that I said hi. You know, I've been missing you and such, but, you know, I know you're having fun out there. Sex and romance, aka the section everyone has been waiting for. Question 1, do you take a more casual or more or committed approach to relationships right now? Right at this moment, I'm in a sort of relationship which is kind of in between, though I would put it in the more casual perspective. Or casual of the spectrum, it's not fully casual, because there are commitments that we have together, like we have to see each other certain days, go out certain days, blah blah blah, but I haven't had a relationship in a long time, so I don't, yeah, I would say it's like in between. Question 2, how is your sex life, how important is a good sex life to you? It's good. Sex is great. It's important, but I don't think it's, like, amazing to have, you know, oh, I need to have a sex life for my relationship to continue. I'm so sorry about that buzzing noise, by the way. Freaking working on streets all the time. In what ways do you think In what ways do you think the addition of syrup could improve your sex life? Be specific. See, I'm just thinking about the point where where the syrup would get all sticky. That would be horrible, getting stuck to my partner. So yeah, question 4, if you had to have sex with a Disney character, which would it be? Oh man, I have never ever thought of having sex with any Disney character. So that is a little bit disturbing. I can say Flynn Rider from Rapunzel. Yeah, sure, him. Because he's kind of attractive, but meh. In general, what is your favorite physical component of your preferred sex? Why? If you are attracted to more than one, blah, blah, blah. Okay, for males, I would say, like, hands. I do like looking at hands. It's pretty amazing. And then ladies,
let's change that. For both males and females, I would say butts. If you had a good butt, that is, like, perfect. I love good butts on people, like, in, you know, both of the sexes have butts. I'm not saying everyone has, like, a perfect round butt, which is something I like, but everyone has a butt, and it's amazing. Question 6. What is your favorite non-physical component of your preferred sex? Or both. I guess a good personality. Would that fit in there? I'm going to say good personality. It's good to have that because, I don't know, I don't really judge people on looks. I judge them on who they are as a person. If I was to be dating someone, because the person I am dating at the moment doesn't really believe that I like him because of how he looks, but I keep on telling him it's just who you are that I care about. And, yeah, I really like him. So, yeah, it's just having a good personality. Laugh at my jokes. You'll be great. Question 7. In your opinion, what makes for a healthy relationship? Well, none of the relationships that I don't know. What is considered a healthy relationship in society? What is it considered? My perspective, I don't know, nothing can necessarily be a healthy relationship, but, I mean, one component that should be a part of a relationship that would help it is communication. Just communicate to your partner, you know, things you do like, things you don't like, but, you know, just talk. It will strengthen the relationship a lot, so, yeah. Question 8, are you more of a friends first person, or do you prefer romantic intentions right off the bat? Friends first, definitely. Even if the friends first thing doesn't last very long, I'd rather it start off that way. I'm not a romantic person to begin with, so I don't really show affection in a very non-subtle way. I just am not a romantic type of gal. Give us the skinny on your numero uno kink. So begging, I guess, is my kink. I don't know. I've never heard give us the skinny. I've never heard that before, but I'm guessing that means give us a scoop. Or, like, yeah, I'm gonna go for that. I don't know, I just really like hearing someone beg, like, hear the desperation in their voice and how much they need to be whatever, need anything for that matter. Even if someone was begging me for, like, to have, like, a piece of my food, it's kind of cute. But yeah, I just like begging, hear the desperation and wantonness and neediness and all that stuff is kind of great. Question 10. How frequently do you masturbate? during the summer when I first joined GWA, I masturbated, like, every day, 3 times a day, probably. But ever since I came to school, it's just kind of been once a week. Because I just, when I don't have time, and when I do have time, I'm not home alone. So, yeah. It kind of sucks, but I've gotten used to it. Question 11. Anything else you'd like to say about sex and relationships? Like I said, keep the communication a strong point of the relationship. I'm sure you'll do fine. Obviously be compatible with your partner, because if you guys aren't, like, attracted to each other, or, you know, like each other, what's the point? But, you know, I'm not very good at relationship advice. I mean, I am, but I don't know. I'm good with specifics of relationships, not, like, in general. Yeah. So that's the end. I hope these answers were up to par. Probably not in depth as I should have talked about them, like, in depth, but I gotta go in, like, 20 minutes, and I'm not even dressed, and I'm not out of my bed yet. So, yeah, I'm going to get out of my bed. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay. Have a great and lovely day, people.